Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And by the way, that is our phrase. It's copyrighted. Does it fit? Yeah. Do we need to do better? Absolutely. This is where you come in and you can help us. Please share far and wide. We're not getting any recommendations to our subscriber base, which is well over 200,000 people. And so we need to get the word out. So I'm asking for your help in that area, if you would please. The other thing I wanted to let you know is the newsletter is alive and well. It's serving over 50,000 people, and they only have to get one email from us every day to know exactly what we're doing all day long. And so we hope that you've become part of that if you're seeing this on our email distribution list from our newsletter, or you're going to. Because it's one-stop shopping. We're going to be broadcasting in the morning and through the afternoon. And we may even do a late night tonight if warranted, if an event happens or so forth. Our thoughts and prayers and hopes for recovery go to the earthquake victims. So sorry to see that. We're still gathering information on it because it is suspicious on where it happened. And suspicious means we just don't understand how it happened. Doesn't necessarily mean anything nefarious behind it, but we are looking into all aspects of this. And I'm talking to someone who used to have experience with Air Force owning the Weather 2025, now a public document, but once classified, and it talks about things like this. So we'll see what comes of this. And but again, it's still a great human tragedy, and we are profoundly saddened here at the Common Sense Show on this. Sign up for the newsletter. All you got to do is put in your email address, go to thecommonsenseshow.com. You'll see the link, put it in, and you'll get yours every day, late afternoon, early evening, depending on your time zone. And if you're overseas, well, you'll have to figure that part out, but it will be there for you. And people really rave about it. We also have a really good TV show. The Common Sense Show.tv. We put three new publications up yesterday, and we are only a couple of days away from the full exclusive launch of HIPS, Hiding in Plain Sight, on the TV show. Now, yes, we're still going to have our geopolitics. Yes, we're going to have our interviews up there, but also we're going to have it, people say, Dave, some of this stuff reminds me of Art Bell. That's a compliment. Thank you. Art Bell was the best nighttime broadcaster in the history. And since he left Coast to Coast and ultimately passed away, there's never been a show like this. Yeah, there's good shows. There's never been a show like this. Art was cutting edge in everything. I even got this thing, and I was trying to remember the name of it the other day, and finally it came to me. The Versa Recorder, where I used to tape Art shows. I couldn't stay up that late. A lot of times I had player workouts at 6 a.m. and Art went off the air locally, depending on the time of year, 3 or 4 a.m. No, couldn't do that. But then I would drive and I'd put in my tape and listen to Art because those were the days cars had, cassette players. Now they don't even have CD players anymore. It's pretty weird. So anyway, that's a compliment. Thank you. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv and sign up today. Get lined up. The managers of our third-party firm think that we should be raising our rates. So we want to hold the line on that. But if costs increase, well, you know how that goes. You're living through it right now. So get signed up now. Your existing rate can be protected. You can sign up to a whole year in advance. In fact, actually, your rate is protected for life. So you say, well, I mean, Dave, if you're still crazy enough to do this in 20 years, will it still be there? Absolutely. By the way, when it is time for me to retire, and we're not there by a long shot, who do you think I should get to take my place? We've already set it up so my family will manage the operation aspect of the show. They pretty much already do the technical, the finance. Who do you think we should get? What do you think? Are there any good candidates out there right now? You say, well, Dave, you got a pretty good audience. Yeah, and without bragging, let me just say where we're at with our with YouTube, we're getting no recommendations. So we're growing at a snail's pace. Rumble is still distant second place to YouTube. But our podcast, that's a different story. Listen Notes is the top rating agency, and they rake over 3.5 million podcasts worldwide. And we are right now sitting at 0.5%, the upper 0.5%. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That puts us up there close to my friend John B. Wells, who I think has the best show out there right now, along with my friend Paul Preston. John's nighttime, Paul's daytime. Those are your two best. Tell you who's going to be an up and comer is my partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, which you can also find on the Intel Report on Doug Thornton. He manages that part of it, and Doug, he's up and coming. The American Vindicta Show. So who do you think we should get to manage and well, not so much manage, but arrange guests and do interviews and cover topical areas. And we do about half and half. Right now, about 45% of our shows are guest oriented, and that varies week to week. And a little over half are dedicated to my takes on various things. And we'll cover usually three or four things in a show when I'm doing a monologue. What do you think? Do you think it should be someone in my circle now? Do you have an outside recommendation? Because I'll tell you this, if someone came to me and said, and I was starting up, and let's say we'll go back to 07 when I did my first radio show. If someone came to me and said, well, you want to take over this show? And by the way, you're 0.5% upper rating for 3.5 million podcasts worldwide. I think I might have had to do that. That's if I agreed with the format and what was expected in terms of coverage material. So asking you, who should take my place? And I'll tell you too, I'm pretty healthy, pretty healthy. I work out a lot. I'm in that gym now 5 to 6 times a week. Five is minimum. I've gone as much as 14 straight days, and I vary the workout, so it's not like I'm running myself into the ground. But things start happening when you get older, and I've got a few things that I'm kind of on the cusp of that I'm trying to keep at bay. But that day will come when it'll be time for me to step down. Larry King really kept it going for a very, very long time, but I thought he stayed too long. Unfortunately, Art Bell did not stay long enough because Clear Channel and ultimately, well, before that Premiere, they paid him $8 million originally. But then the fine print says, we control your content. And that's why I walked away the first time and the second time and the last time. And what you're seeing today on Coast to Coast is a sanitized version. I'm going to revisit something with you here too, since we're looking at what you'd like to see become the future of this show. There's no secret. John B. Wells and I are good friends, and I have the utmost respect for him. And he's a great guest on this show. I love having him, and he has me on his show about every 3 to 4 weeks. And you want cutting edge material? That's your guy. That's your guy. He gets 4 million on audience per night. 4 million. 8 million on his Saturday Intel show. Oh, is that good? Oh, and the generals he gets? Amazing. I'm in awe. But he worked his way up the ranks, and then he became the weekend host of Coast to Coast. This is oh gosh, I'm trying to think of how long ago it was. 2013, 2014, I'm guessing here. I know it's been over 10 years. And he was kicking butt. His numbers were better than the host now, and it caused a problem. And by the way, as much as he wanted me to have, and he knew me then, say, well, how do you know you? Well, we would be a couple times we were on the same radio show in New York, and they wanted to bring us on together because we had covered an issue a little separately. So we're in the equivalent of the phone green room, and we could hear each other while the other show was going on before we were scheduled to come on. And we started talking, and then we had another occurrence and another occurrence. And I asked him, I said, could I get you to come on my show? Sure. And he was tremendous. And our rankings went through the roof when he came on. And we just became pretty good friends. And people want Jim Mars, the late Jim Mars, tried like crazy to get me on Coast. They wouldn't touch me with a 10-foot pole. This is after Art's demise and George Norrie took over. This is when they became a controlled operation. And it was really interesting because I couldn't go on, but I really enjoyed listening to John. And his numbers were number one. Well, that caused a problem because he started going ultra conservative, not conspiracy, conservative, provable stuff he was talking about. And that was a problem for them, and they fired him. And it didn't come as a surprise because he was prepping for Caravan to Midnight, his present show then. And I knew about this, and of course we were all on the QT side. But they got wind of it and they go, "You're out the door." Despite he had the best numbers, and that show on the weekend is they've had a couple decent hosts. Most of them aren't. But that show on the weekend went into the toilet. And I wrote two articles, which are the two biggest articles on the Common Sense Show ever. One got 2 million views, the other got over 1 million. Art Bell, interestingly, endorsed what I was saying about Coast to Coast and John B. Wells. And this is a true story. And I told people, I said, no offense to the people at Coast. They have a long legacy in history. Unfortunately, they've changed directions on how they do business. And I said, they just lost their best asset. The role should have been flipped. John during the week, George on the weekend. Sorry, George, that's just how I see it because of the numbers and the interest factor. And I was encouraging people, if you're going to spend your 6 months, but excuse me, $6 for monthly membership with Coast, why don't you follow the guy that was leading the pack and go to Caravan to Midnight? And there was a rush of defectors from coast to coast. I mean, tons that went to Caravan to Midnight. And one night, I don't know how he got my number. Okay. I get a phone call from George Norrie. Can't go on the network, but you got my number and you're calling me. We had about a 40-minute conversation, and he asked me to stop. And I wasn't really ripping George. I don't think he's a substandard talent by any means. I think he's okay. He's not John B. Wells. Not many people are. But he asked me to stop, and I said, "Stop what?" I said, "I have a show preference." I said, "Caravan's better than Coast. You get more truth, more honesty, less controlled, contrived material. Outside interests aren't controlling John." And I said, "That's not the case for you." And he goes, "Well, Dave, I can still have you on the show." I said, "What do you mean still?" I said, "The only time I was ever on Art shows when I had to come on clandestine fashion because I was exposing something where I was teaching a satellite class at a military base." And I said, "That's the only time I ever appeared on Coast to Coast." And I said, "I don't live to come on Coast." Is what I said. "George, don't you understand? I've taken sides here. The firing of John B. Wells was a travesty. It was ridiculous. And the audience is pissed, and that's why you're losing market share, and that's why you're calling me, because you think I'm the Pied Piper to Caravan to Midnight." He goes, "Well, you kind of are." And I said, "I'm just expressing to people what my preferences are. I haven't told people not to listen to you. I only suggested that they're going to spend money on archive membership, that they join Caravan. It's cheaper, and I think it's better." And he kept saying, "Well, we can have you on." I said, "George, you don't get it. This is a conflict between you and John and your management team and John." And I said, "I've taken sides. I'd look like a total, you know what, if I came on Coast to Coast. I will never come on Coast to Coast." So, but it was a pleasant conversation. I mean, really, the man was a gentleman. I want to give him credit. He was professional and he tried to make his point and I didn't agree with him. And we parted on amicable terms. And I don't have any grudges against John B. Wells. I would never want to go on Coast to Coast now because of those events. And that's okay. It was kind of interesting, though, as a follow-up. At the time, Bill Pollack, who I've identified as my mentor, his wife, Annie DiRiso, was my news director. She was so good. Annie, still love you, and I miss you. But she was, she used to run some UFO conferences. And so she was at Laughlin, and George Norrie is supposed to speak. And listen, I heard he did a good job. I had people actually call me. Dave, are you hard on George? No, I was hard on Coast, not George. He's a decent talent. And he came up to her, and how he'd know her because Annie didn't. This is, we weren't doing videos then. Everything we were doing was audio, and I was doing print. I was writing articles. So I don't know how he knew what she looked like and that she was connected to me, but he did. He walked up and says, "You're Dave's Annie." "Yes." "Well, hi, I'm George Norrie." And this is Annie. Annie is as blunt as the day is long. She said, "Dave's not coming on your show, George." "Well, just how about one time?" "No, he's not coming on your show." God bless Annie for being so honest. And she added so much to the show and really was a major factor behind what became a pretty successful show. And we miss her. And so, anyway, Annie, thank you for that. And I know John B. Wells would thank you for that too, because she had a kind word to say about John in that conversation. So, this is kind of our history here. Our podcast is pretty significant and people would want to take it over. And I'm not contemplating in retirement this year or next year, but you never know what the health picture holds. I'm healthy. I mean, like I said, for a person my age doing what I'm doing, I played a little basketball 3 days ago. Hey, not many men my age are doing that. So I plan to be around for a while because these problems aren't going away, and I'm dedicated to making sure that our kids and ultimately our grandkids have the best environment to raise their families in and not the hellhole that came right before us right now and a continuation of that, which was absolutely terrible, unconstitutional and unethical and the whole other things with my political disagreements. And it went beyond political. We got into my moral indignations towards what was happening. I don't want that for our young people in society. I want them to have the same opportunities that I had growing up, and right now they don't. Not in the numbers that we had it then. I look at the people I went to high school. My best friend in high school is a major CEO of a major corporation, and I'm not going to go down that road because I don't have his permission. Another best friend of mine, and both former teammates of mine too. He had one of the most successful video businesses in Colorado, and did really, really well with it. And he would start off working as an engineer for, a state agency, and was doing really, really well. And what did he do? To the moon. And then another really good friend of mine who went to a different high school. And we grew up playing basketball. He was the one guy I hated having guard me because he was so good. He eventually became the mayor of Denver. You can kind of narrow down and guess who that was. But he was disgusted by politics and he actually has left the state. But he became extremely successful. And this is after a good career as an engineer himself. And when I was growing up with the people I was around, and most of us were middle, some were upper middle class. Some were lower middle, but we weren't in the rich, hottie toddy group. And the people around us were so successful. Seriously, just so successful. Went to school with Condoleezza Rice. She's a little older than me. Sorry, Condoleezza. Nice person, funny, good personality. Look what she became. Now, a lot of people don't like the rhino component. But no one can say that she wasn't highly intelligent, highly successful, and highly respected by most people. I respected what she did. I just didn't agree with her politics, particularly when it came to the Middle East. And but we don't have those opportunities for the bulk of our kids today. I have a hard time really looking at people that I grew up with that were not successful. Not. I had a friend in high school who lost both his parents 6 months apart. It's horrible. Man's richer than God today. It's incredible. And one of my teammates, a little older than me, was a multimillionaire. He's All-American in college. He's a basketball player. Do you guys have that in your background now with your people you've grown up with? You probably do, because America was the land of success. And every one of us, I just mentioned, we increased our social status, our social class, and moved up the rung. And they were also good people and patriotic to America. And they don't vote for these extremist causes. They don't support them. What about today? Are your kids growing up with kids that are going to be really successful? And I look back at the guys I were in high school and some in college with, and you could tell they were going to be successful. You know, as early as their sophomore year in high school, that guy's going to be great, whatever it is. So is that lady. We don't have that in America. And this is what motivates me to stay the course on what I'm doing. This is for the younger generation. I could make more money doing other things, believe me. And it's not the money why I do it. We've paid off all our debt. We were very frugal. My wife and I, it's probably why we're still married. We didn't argue about money. We very seldom ever talk about money in terms of disagreement. And I think that makes us a little unusual, because we had the notion, if we can't pay cash, we ain't paying anything except for a home mortgage. And then we paid those off early. And I know a lot of you are the same way, because those are the values that people that came towards the end of the baby boom generation had. These people today, it's get the credit card, spend, 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 spend. And people, we're not just living in a nation that's in crisis. We got people that have, what is it now? We're approaching $2 trillion in credit card debt. That's crazy. The credit card companies own your life when you do that. They control you. They control what you can do for recreation. They control the kind of clothes you wear, your entertainment, if any. Whether or not you can put three meals a day on the table for you and your family. That's what ends up happening when you're in that situation. And ladies and gentlemen, I look at this, and what I'm telling you right now, and you need to hear me. We all need to work for the younger generation. Those of you who are, above the age of 45 or 50, you have a duty to the people you're leaving behind, not to leave them a cesspool. And so it's really important to me who I leave this show to. And I want to have that locked up before, basically I say, Dave, you've kind of outlived your usefulness. It's time for you to move on. And we've all seen that in broadcasters. It's really sad sometimes to see, it's like Joe Biden in his political career. Okay? Yeah, enough said. I don't ever want to be in that position in my career. And so what I'm hoping for is that some of you will begin to make nominations, recommendations. We're going to consider them. And then, another factor is too, is who can my family work with? Will there be a rapport? Because I may like someone and they might not, and that's going to be a problem. But the one quality that we will look for, it's God, family, country, period. Those have to be the values. And a lot of you who write to me on the comment section, I see one of those three elements, and sometimes more than one at a time, but I see them consistently in your comments. People say, how do you know you have a good audience, Dave? Do you meet all of them? Well, sometimes I do. I'm in the gym 2 days ago, and I had a half-hour conversation with a guy who's been following me since I started. It happens. I'm at the airport. People will recognize me because of the world of video and what we do now. I'm not bragging, but I just said I have a lot of those encounters. But do most people, would they recognize me on the street? Probably not. But we work towards the same things. And I know my audience is this way, not because I talk to them individually. But when you read those comments, it comes back to one of three things: God, family, country. And like I said, sometimes it's two of the three or three of the three. So who should take Dave Hodges' place when it's time? Or should we just pack up the show and let the Common Sense Show go into oblivion? I'll give you a bit of honest history here, okay? People say, Dave, I love the name of your show. I've heard this since I started now. Okay. I started writing articles in 2003 when McCain was trying to steal our properties out here. So that's 22 years. And I had my first radio broadcast in 07. That's 18 years. That's pretty long. And do we continue it or do we fold it? But anyway, here's how we got the name. I had a friend, and he knew me because his daughter had me as a teacher. And we were talking privately a couple times, interactions you do with the public. And he says, "Man, we see the world the same way." And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "But I got to be careful because it's not my job to throw my influence over my students. I try to live the example." And we just kept talking and kept talking. And then this guy, Pete Peterson, the late Pete Peterson from Wickenburg, says, "Dave, you need to have a show." And this is when I was out doing public appearances and I'd come on his show. And I said, no, that's not me." And he said, "Well, you need a show. You need a show." And I told him that. And so we kept talking, and he calls me one day and he says, "You know, I think you should take Pete up on his offer." He goes, "We should do a show." So we're kicking around all the names, and it's pretty funny. We had some interesting and strange names. And I said, "You know who we are? We're like Thomas Paine." And he goes, "Yeah." I said, "You know, we're telling people it's not common sense for the mass of the nation who's conservative to be ruled by the minority who is liberals." And I said, "It's just like what Paine said about it doesn't make sense for an island to rule over a continent. 'Tis time to part." If you remember your history lessons with Thomas Paine and the pamphlet Common Sense. And I was saying that to him, and he goes, "Dave, we should call our show the Common Sense Show." Yeah. And then right then I came up with the tagline, "And we're freeing America one enslaved mind at a time." He goes, "That's it. We've got it." Anyway, unfortunately, he had some events in his family with regard to health and so forth, and he wasn't able to continue. And that's how we got our name. Honest. This wasn't my creation. It was kind of a joint effort. I mean, like I said, but I'm always indebted to him. Thanks, George, for doing that. All right. So who do we get? I want everyone who hears this to cast a vote. And I'd like you to share this so we can get people to cast a vote. By the way, before we go, what enables me to maintain my health? I hit the roadblock last year that could have wrecked my life. Strip lung linings from RSV was the forecast. Oxygen was the prognosis. Early death was the determination. This is a spray you take for your immune system and it boosts the heck out of it. And it's five sprays once a day, but it's natural. I was doing five sprays every hour on the hour, except when I slept. 2 weeks I had improvement. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. Tonight I'm running this is one of the nights I run my sprints. This is the product. Within 3 months, I was back to pretty close to what I was, and then I started exceeding it. Working out in the gym with this product here, I was just getting sore and my bone on bone knee. So on the shoulder, on the knee, wherever I have pain, and it doesn't last real long, and the pain goes away over time. These two products enable me to still sit here before the microphone. I'll tell you, if had I progressed the way everyone said I was going to, I wouldn't be doing this today. These two products right here, you can get yours by going to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And I'll tell you, the final reason why I do this show and why we look for people, God, family, country, to be my replacement is because at the end of the day, did you do your best to live God's principles, God's rules, the Ten Commandments, so forth? And part of doing your best is trying to help improve the lives of other people. I think these products fit that bill. And we don't represent products unless we're doing something for fun that don't have a chance to help people live a better life. But also on the show, we take the same approach. I look at things and I say, "Okay, what do you need to know?" But I take a little side turn there. We do critical issues, but also too, we're doing our hip series. And that hip series is simply about history that we haven't been accurately told the truth, or people who made the history didn't know the truth themselves. And they had to put something down, like the Egyptians built the pyramids. I can't even hardly say that without with a straight face. And it's interesting stuff. Excuse me. Oh, I shouldn't eat popcorn before I come on the air. But anyway, This is something that's, I think, really, really critical. We have to be relevant. Our HIP series is relevant because we talk about repressed technology. Sociologists call it technological gap between the powers that be that get a technology and when they eventually let us have it, if they do at all. And we've covered that quite a bit. We're covering that a lot in HIPs. And things about history that we know from digging up artifacts and studying things like Armando Gonzalez and the Mound Builders, which were the American version of the pyramids. We know stuff about this that the National Archives won't even look at, even though Armando has great, great documentation. And we bring this stuff to light because I think if you know your past, you're not going to make the mistakes in the future. And so that's a really cool series. But, and I'm hoping that whoever we get will embrace that aspect of the show. So they got to be a little bit journalist and a little bit adventurous like Art Bell was. So just looking forward to your recommendations. I know this is going to start the rumor mill. Dave's leaving the air. No, we're not. We don't have any plans. We don't have a date. But sometimes life circumstances come along and dictate it's time to go. And I'm not going to stay one day past. Yeah, you look at George. When George took over Coast, I think it was 07, 08, he said, I'm leaving at 2012. And we know 2012 is going to be a big, challenging year. You remember all the 2012 apocalypse? There was even a movie made about it. And it's 2025, and George is still on the air. I don't mind that. Okay. But there'll come a time when George has to hang it up too. It comes for all of us. What would I prefer? Well, I don't want someone my age because I don't want the show to keep changing hands. So I'd prefer someone, no older than young middle age. How's that? Looking forward to your comments. A lot to cover on today's news. A lot to cover. There's always a lot to cover. I'm going to tell you about a conversation I had last night with Paul Preston. We had, and I kid you not, a 2 hour and 20 minute conversation on the phone. And if you don't know who Paul is, okay, so you're new here to the Common Sense Show. Paul is the leader of the new California movement. It's going to be the 51st state. Trump is fully in support, but he's keeping the process out of the limelight until it's time to act. He wants to do it. Wham, bam, you're done. That's what he wants to do. And it's going to happen. And it's going to happen with Canada too, not the whole entire nation. They're coming in as provinces. And Trump hasn't said that because he's not divulging the plans, but it's, they've commissioned Paul Preston to work with four provinces in Canada, educating them on the West Virginia model on how to eventually become a state. It's already underway, people. And I'm going to be covering today where this process is at. There's been some new developments. And we also talked about how did Hitler die and when did he die? Pretty interesting stuff. Well, that's an example of a HIP show. Hiding in plain sight. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget, give me your recommendations, give us that like, and please help us with the algorithm that's not helping us right now. Please share this far and wide. Let's expose people to the truth. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.
If the banks can unilaterally seize accounts based on a time frame they set and can change any time without notice, then how can you trust that your account is safe at all? Oh, we're going to get into it because it's much deeper than that, and it's no longer just B of A. We reported on this yesterday. It's the entire Big Five. We have the amount that they have already seized, and you're going to be shocked to the hilt. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We'd ask that you'd share our work. The algorithm's doing us no favors. So please share far and wide every time you see something you like. And not just here, on any platform, because we're coming up on a midterm here. And you think, well, it's a year and a half, it's over a year and a half away, Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, we lose that midterm, Trump's presidency is over. All these great things he's doing comes to a screeching halt, please. All right. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold can absolutely save what you're doing here. And I'm going to pull up my Noble Gold ad here and I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about. I want to get right to this here. And you said, I've seen this a number of times. Yeah, that's right, because it sums up what it does. Protect your retirement. If you've got a retirement in the bank, and we're looking at a story here in just a minute where hundreds, billions of dollars have already been taken, you should never leave your retirement there. It means you can't start over. If you lose $10,000 out of your savings account and they seize it because they go, you're inactive too long. Okay, well, you could probably make that up unless you're over 65. Retirement, you get into your 30s and you've been working for a decade, you ain't making that up. You need to get your money out of the bank, except for operating capital. And this is why, and never a retirement, protect your savings. And then Noble Gold has investment opportunities too. Now, there are no guarantees in anything you invest in, but I will say this, the one thing that is not a risk is taking your retirement away from the bank, backing it with precious metals, and you control it, not the banks. They can't touch it. Noble Gold is there to help you. Let's go down to here. Two ways to get started. I recommend this. I'd call them during business hours, and they're on the West Coast. I'd call them 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Now, if you forget the number and lose it, so, okay, DaveHodgesGold.com has more information, and it has the number to Noble Gold. Okay, please don't put this off because this story is a shockeroo. Okay, so we covered. Europe wants to take 10 trillion euros that they say is dormant or abandoned or whatever phrase they want to use to justify theft. They want to take that money. Speculation is they want to raise an army to fight Russia. I don't know that that's true. Do I think it's a possibility? Well, you're darn straight because they're trying to block any peace deal that Trump sets up between Ukraine and Russia. And we played a clip the other day of the head of NATO saying until Putin is dead or deposed, there'll be no deal. Well, first of all, Europe, you don't get a say in this. This ain't your war. You may send arms there, but it ain't your war. It's up to Zelensky, Putin, and Trump as the intermediary. Okay, we have an issue here. We really, really have an issue. 10 trillion euros. And I said 2 weeks ago in our report, as I said, I bet we're going to find this in the United States. Voila. Yesterday, B of A, we talked about it. I showed the FAQ page where they said they can take your money, they could take your retirement. I showed it to you. Well, I've dug a little deeper. It's kind of like this is like peeling back the layers of an onion. The big five are closing accounts. You heard me. They have taken $118.4 billion between the five of them over the last 3 months. Do I have to say any more? And then you wonder why I give you the advice. No retirement because too big, can't start over. And then secondly, by the way, let me just cover this real quickly. Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says when you put your money in the bank, you're in second place. You're an unsecured creditor. The banks own whatever assets attached to them. What a bunch of crap. The banks were supposed to be a safe place for you to store your money. Now they've become the guardian to do what they want to do with your money. And if things get bad for them, can you say bye-bye? It's 1929 with the lines outside the banks and the banks are closed. Roosevelt said, banking holiday. And when the holiday was over, so were the people's money. It happened on my mom's side of the family, where overnight they went from riches to rags. And they were part of the Ford family. That didn't protect them. Oh, well, Henry showed no sympathy there. He knew it was coming. He got his money away. My mom's family did not. And as a young child, she went from actually a toddler, riches to rags. This has happened before. Do not think it'll, well, you go, there's the FDIC if the banks crash. Well, first of all, we're not even talking about a bank crash. We're talking about they are making up excuses, account abandonment. What a bunch of crap. But anyway, I digress. Let's get into a little bit more of this. 66 banks are on the watch list. Two have already failed. And by the way, customers, yeah, they're having a hell of a time getting their money back. Mainstream media is not covering. It's covering out in alternative media and a little bit on Fox News, which pretends they're alternative media, which they're not. I believe they're the controlled opposition. Oh, not that I don't like some people on Fox. I very much do. But like I said, Fox is Fox. And if you don't believe me, ask him about Tucker Carlson. Okay, 118.4 billion in the last 90 days. Do I have to say any more? They'll give that money back if and when they feel like it. You go, well, okay, if there's a crash, Dave, we have the FDIC. Yeah, oof. Federal dupes with incapacitated cognitive ability, FDIC. That's how I see it. They have 0.7% of the money on hand to bail out lost bank accounts. 0.7%. And what's going on with CLO? Oh, you don't know? Go back and listen. Earlier this week, predatory loans taking down unbelievable stores like Joann's. 97% of Joann's stores are profitable, yet they're out of business because of CLO. And now it's going to the pension funds. Hello, that ties into the banks. This problem is much worse than it appears on the surface. It's a takedown of bank holders. It's a takedown of major corporations through predatory loans. And we went through that process in that previous presentation. You have a choice. You can stand pat and do nothing and hope everything will turn out just fine. Okay, and 1929 was an anomaly. And I'm telling you, you're not waiting until 2029 for this to happen. This is immediate. Or you can take matters into your own hands and call Noble Gold and get some advice. I'm giving you advice. You'd be better off with your cash and your mattress than letting the Big Five have all of it now. You better keep operating capital in there so you can do business in our society. But I'm telling you, they're going to put capital controls in if everyone one day wakes up and says, it's not safe there. We're taking our money out. Well, they won't let you do it. Because here's what they're doing in China. And you can bet it's going to happen here. China right now is in huge economic crisis. They're on the verge of total collapse. This is why they're trying to hoard gold as fast as they can get it. But with China and the banks, here's what they're doing. You know, Mr. Li goes into a bank. He wants to withdraw $10,000 to make a purchase. 10,000 yen, I should say. And the bank says, well, I'm sorry, you don't have that in your account. What do you mean? Here's my last statement. Well, here's our last statement. And our last statement says you purchased one of our retirement accounts and we put all your money in there and you can't touch it without major penalties for 5 years. That's how the Chinese are keeping whatever money they have left in their accounts. You don't think it's going to happen here? Well, wait a minute. It was just 2 weeks ago when I uncovered the European plot to go after $10 trillion euros in savings. And I said, I bet it's going to happen here. And then it spread to B of A yesterday. And today we know it's the Big Five banks. And we have the amount, $118.4 billion. And we think it's not going to happen here. And the model's already been set in China. Oh, you can believe these are all unrelated coincidences. And then I would say, wake up and splash some cold water on your face. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Make sure you sign up for the commonsenseshow.tv on April 1st. Hips goes wild. It'll be exclusive. And we've already got a posting up of what it's going to be like that preceded this in the previous segment. You're going to really like it. And then we have our geopolitics and our interviews to go with it. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. See you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Couple of reminders. We appreciate your Patreon support. Really helps us a lot with increased expenses and equipment. And we have upgraded our camera, as you can tell. So we do appreciate your support. Also, too, sign up for The Common Sense Show newsletter. Go to that address and put in your email, and you'll get one-stop shopping. Over 50,000 people are doing that. And people say, thanks, Dave, because it's exhausting to go to your website when you do six, seven, eight presentations a day, one time, and you get the email. It's all right there. So we also have launched our full-fledged HIPS, and we're going to be making our first entry here in a couple of hours. And it has to do with, well, it's pretty interesting. What really happened to Adolf Hitler? We're going to talk about a little bit of this as a prelude to that show. Did an interview with Paul Preston, who's one of the world's experts on this topic. Yeah, that Paul. Yeah, the Paul that's working with the provinces in Canada to make changes in affiliation. And yeah, Paul, 51st state, New California, that Paul. But he's an expert here. He's traveled to Germany, he's done all the research. It's fantastic. And we compared his work to Peter Lavinda, and it's really, really interesting. So we're going to get into that here in just a minute with what's happening out of Argentina. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. And you can protect your retirement. That's the big thing. If you're over 45, you cannot start over. It's too late unless you come into a lot of money. Dodd-Frank 2010 says the banks can take anything affiliated with the bank because you're in second place, they're in first place, you're an unsecured creditor by law. It's totally unconstitutional, but it is the law of the land. Came in under Obama. Also, Noble Gold can help you protect your savings, grow your portfolio with gold and silver. Every time I have a deal that I've done or been involved in and it comes to fruition, I put very little in the bank. I just want to go operating capital and I go straight to gold and silver every time. Why would you want to do anything different? I don't want to give the banks any more discretion over my money. Of course, you know, I come from a family that got burned. That's right. On my mom's side of the family, I'll go all the way back to 1745, unlike my immigrant family on my dad's side. But we go back to 1745, and in our family were the Fords. I mean, the Fords were really wealthy. Yes, cousins to Henry Ford. But he knew when things were going to fall apart. My side of the family did not. And my mom is a very young toddler. She went from riches to rags overnight and was raised almost in poverty. Yeah, exactly. And I grew up hearing about this, and I got to tell you, do not trust the banks. Just that's I'm warning you right now. Also, too, if you go to Noble Gold, gold and silver provide that hedge against inflation. You'll grow your portfolio. It's absolutely fantastic. And for first-time qualified participants in Noble Gold, you get a 1/10 gold ounce coin as saying thank you. There are no guarantees in anything, and the federal government requires me to say that. Past performance can't be construed with future expectation. We agree with giving that warning. I'm just going to say this. I've been doing business with Noble Gold, both as an advertiser, 8.5 years, a customer, 7.5 years. And I said, every time we have a deal come to fruition, we're putting a good portion of it into gold and silver, or we're doing something related to that product. And by the way, get the hard stuff. Don't get the paper. I've done plenty of shows on that. I do not like the paper for the reasons I've stated. But right now, you got to do this. You have to do this. I had an economist, in fact, actually it was a Bob Kudla told me this. Bob said, Dave, the market is so good in some areas, like in the stock market. I know the stock market's in trouble, but there are niches that are so good. Gold and silver are so good right now. It's worth getting a second job just to get this because it's going to pay off in dividends down the road. 877-646-5347 is where you go. 877-646 5347. Also, too, you go to DaveHodgesGold.com. If you want more information that elaborates on what I'm telling you, DaveHodgesGold.com. If you forget that phone number. All right, we are going to take a look at something. I'm going to read something to you. I want to read something to you updated 16 hours prior to this recording. And it has to do with Milei releases documents on Nazis in Argentina. I think it's important we get our history right. Now, listen, what I'm going to tell you is controversial. It's going to be subject to debate and speculation, but there are some things here that I think you need to see. And I have to tell you, we're not Jewish on my dad's side of the family, but my family that came here to escape the crazies that were running Germany at that time, they had friends that were Jewish. And some of them perished. And there were very strong feelings in my family about the Hitler regime, and really for good reason. And I grew up hearing about this stuff. And so, you know, I'm emotionally tied to this from a family perspective, because my relatives were tied to it. And they absolutely detested the Nazis, detested them. And I find this really interesting history. And very early on in my teaching career, when I was a young high school teacher, I taught history. And I taught it off and on for actually many, many years. And so I find this stuff interesting. Let me read to you the release here from Grok. okay, on the X platform. And this is a summary of Millay and what he did. And then I'm going to tell you where we're doing more work on that ourselves. Argentinian President Javier Milei has ordered the release of documents related to Nazis who fled to Argentina after World War II. These documents have sparked discussions and claims on social media that Adolf Hitler escaped to Argentina and lived there until the mid-1960s. I think there's a good chance he did escape. A lot of people, a lot of historians believe that. I know that's subject to debate. But I will tell you this, the time frame there we believe is wrong. We'll talk about that in just a minute. The claim suggests that Hitler may have been aided by the US and its allies. That's also highly controversial, but this is coming out of Argentina now. He fathered two children in his time in Argentina. However, these assertions remain speculative and are subject to ongoing debate and scrutiny regarding their historical accuracy. And I agree. Listen, I don't put any credence in the CIA's release of the Kennedy files. I think there's a few things there, but everything they're doing leads away from the CIA. And maybe it should, but I told you, after 60 years of possessing a document, or documents, I should say, 80,000 pages, yeah, can you really trust what you're going to find after that long? No. And I think the same thing can be said here. We're talking about a highly controversial topic, but Paul Preston, whose business is this, at one time, I mean, he is a profound researcher. See, if you follow his show at all, Agenda 21 Radio on Red State Talk Radio, where my show also appears and the affiliates, you know that Paul is a hardcore researcher. He is as good as they get. Former high school principal, former superintendent, like me, former basketball coach. And he really knows how to do his research. And he has looked into this question. And I interviewed him over on our TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv. So if you want to see the full contents of that, we deal with all these issues that Millay released in these documents. And some of these take a little different twist than what's put here. And as we said, it's speculative, it's subject to debate, but it certainly is going to be debated hot and heavy, I think, in history classes. I don't think in the mainstream media, because exactly, but in the alternative media, yes, there's going to be heated debates on this topic. And people who read this and listen to this broadcast here or listen to our TV show at the commonsenseshow.tv, let me tell you right now, there's going to be people who are going to be, I don't like this, I'm mad. That's okay. You're entitled to your opinion, and we really want you to express it. We're not trying to ram anything down your throat, but I think this is a really, really hot topic. It's one of the great mysteries of history. And the History Channel for decades has speculated about this. And the Russians have even said, we're not sure that we really found the right bodies because they were burned terribly beyond recognition. And like I said, it's very controversial, but it's fascinating stuff, isn't it? History's mysteries. And I promised you that's what we would be doing over on the commonsenseshow.tv. So avail yourself to that. And pretty interesting stuff. Anyway, I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show, and we really appreciate you being with us. Again, we have the Hiding in Plain Sight with story like this. We're actually coming out too, and use my psychology background. We're going to talk about happiness. We're going to do a series on that. We're going to revisit the pyramids. What's really under the pyramids that they found on the scans? Ooh, interesting stuff, people. Really interesting stuff. And we're going to track down L.A. Marzulli, old friend of mine. We've done conferences together. He's been on my show a lot. Great researcher, great guy, very trustworthy, very honest. And he says this is the year of ET disclosure. Oh, baby, are we going to have fun with that one? So anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you over at the commonsenseshow.tv. God bless all of you.